when they finished building that stack, inside was scaffolding all made out of wood. There was also an elevator in there. When they finished it, the elevator was still running, and my mother rode that elevator to the top of the stack. They took several people up at a time. That was one of the things you could, I don't know if they had to pay or what, but she got in on that. Of course, she didn't get out and walk around or anything, but the top of the stack was wide enough to where you could run a team of horses around it.
And when it was going, what did it look like, the smoke coming out of it? How high did it go? Was it black? Was it yellow?
That depended on the weather.
Okay.
Very seldom did it go straight up.
Okay.
It usually come right off the top and go east-west. That's why these hills over here were so brown.
Right.
And now they're all turning nice and green.
You see it coming back?
Yeah, it's coming back.
How long has it taken to come back?
Well, how long has the smelter been down since 1980? But little by little, it's green, more green every year, isn't it? The hills over here, yeah.
Growing up, were you ever concerned about emissions or anything like that?
Didn't have anything like that. Nobody ever cried about it. Smelter was your likelihood.
Yeah.
You grinned and breathed and bear it. Sometimes the damn smoke was pretty thick downtown. Yeah. It kind of take your breath away, you know, when you have a downdraft. But you got used to it up on the smelter. And, of course, there was respirators that you wore in different departments. But it was still good company.